Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going deep into a take-haze approach for a subsign workflow in Ableton Live 12, and we're keeping it advanced, clean, and very DJ tool-friendly. The big idea here is simple, but powerful. You do not want your actual sub to become dirty and unstable. You want a pure sign-based low-end that stays solid, mono, and reliable. Then you build a separate haze layer on top of it that gives the bass that old, warm, slightly smoky character. So think of it like this. One layer owns the weight, and another layer owns the attitude. That distinction matters a lot in drum and bass, because the tempo is fast, the drums are busy, and any low-end mistake gets exposed immediately. If your bass is too wide, too distorted, too harmonically crowded, it might sound exciting in solo, but it will fall apart the second the kick and break come in. So the goal is not lo-fi for the sake of lo-fi. The goal is a clean sub core plus a hazy harmonic halo that feels worn in, musical, and club ready. Let's start with the sub. Create a MIDI track and name it SUB. Load operator and initialize it to assign. Keep it as pure as possible. Oscillator on sign. Filter off or fully open. Voices set to 1 and avoid any chorus, unison, or unnecessary modulation. This part should feel almost boring when you solo it. That's good. Boring and solo often means rock solid in the mix. Now write a simple DNB sub pattern. Don't overcomplicate it. Use root notes that support the groove. Maybe 3 to 5 notes over a couple of bars. In a roller, you might hold notes across the bar line to create pressure. In a more punchy pattern, you might use short stabs and rests to build tension. The point is to let the sub anchor the track, not perform tricks. Here's a useful teacher note. In DNB, note length is part of the sound design. A short note can make the bass feel more percussive and tight. A longer note can make the bass feel like it's breathing through the groove. Same pitch, different emotional result. Now create your haze layer. Duplicate the MIDI to a second track called Haze, and keep the same notes. But this track is not here to replace the sub. It's here to support it, color it, and give it that tape-aged feel. On the Haze track, load operator or wave-eatable and choose a waveform with some harmonic life, but not a harsh edge. A triangle or soft sign-based sound is a great start. If you use wave-eatable, stay away from aggressive presets. We're not trying to build a second bass lead. We're creating a harmonic shadow. Insert EQ8 first on the Haze track, high-pass it somewhere around 70 to 100 HC, depending on how much room you need under the sub. If you want a firmer split, use a steeper slope. This is a key move. It keeps the Haze from fighting the true low end. If the Haze owns the sub region, the whole workflow starts to blur. After that, add saturator. Keep the drive modest, maybe 2 to 6 dB to start, and turn soft clip on if needed. You're not trying to hear obvious distortion. You're trying to create the impression of age, thickness, and slight compression. That tape haze feeling is often more about harmonics than about heavy dirt. Then shape the top of the haze with auto filter or another EQ8. Low pass it somewhere in the 300 to 900 HC area depending on how smoky you want the result. Lower if you want it more worn and hidden. Higher if you want a bit more rasp and presence. You can add a tiny resonant bump if you want the haze to catch attention on note movement, but keep it subtle. At this point, stop and listen to the two parts together. The sub should be doing the real low-end work. The haze should feel like a character layer hovering above it. If the haze sounds too loud, lower it before you reach for more processing. That's one of the biggest mistakes people make. They keep turning the character layer up until it becomes the main event, and then the bass stops behaving like a reliable anchor. A good starting balance is to keep the haze around 8 to 14 dB quieter than the sub. That may sound like a lot, but remember, the haze is supposed to be felt, not necessarily heard as a separate instrument. If you can hear it clearly as a distinct bass voice, it may already be too strong. Now add utility to both tracks. On sub, keep the width at 0 if necessary so it stays fully mono. On haze, you can keep a little stereo if the upper harmonics benefit from it, but always check mono compatibility. DNB DJ tools need to survive clubs, headphones, small speakers, and phase-sensitive playback. A great bass sound that disappears in mono is not a great bass sound. It's also smart to put a spectrum on the bass bus, so you can watch what's happening. You want a stable fundamental in the sub region, and then harmonic detail sitting above it. If you see a second big bump down low from the haze, you probably need to high pass it harder. Next, we'll give the haze a little movement without letting it get messy. Add a compressor after saturator on the haze track. Use a moderate ratio, maybe 2:1 to 4:1, and aim for just a few dB of gain reduction. The purpose here is to keep the harmonic layer controlled and slightly glued together. If the attack is too fast, the tone can get flattened. If it's a bit slower, you can keep some bite before the compressor settles in. Release should breathe with the groove, not pump wildly. If the haze feels too static, a subtle autopan can add life. Keep the amount very low. This is not about dramatic width movement. It's about a gentle sense of motion. Sometimes a slow, barely noticeable movement is enough to make the bass feel alive between snares and break hits. But be careful here. Too much movement in the low mids can make the groove feel blurry, especially once the drums get busy. And that's the key in DnB. The drums are already doing a lot. Your bass movement needs to be smart, not noisy. Now let's glue the two layers together on a bass bus. Route SUB and haze to a group called bass bus. Think of this as polish, not rescue. If the source layers are bad, the bus won't save them. But if the source layers are good, the bus can make them feel like one intentional instrument. On the bus, start with a small cleanup EQ. Maybe trim a little around 200 to 350 HC if the bass is clouding the snare body. If the haze has a papery edge around 700 HC to 2K HC, you can trim that lightly too. Don't overdo it. We want clarity, not sterilization. Then add glue compressor if needed. Keep it gentle. 1 to 2 dB of reduction on peaks is plenty. The moment the bus compression starts shrinking your sub envelope, back off. In this style, it's often better to compress the haze track more than the whole bass bus. You can also add a tiny bit of saturator on the bus if the stack needs density, but again, keep it light. You're after glue, not extra fuzz for its own sake. If you want to sidechain the whole bass bus from the kick, keep it very subtle. A little ducking can create room and make the groove breathe, but in DnB the sub needs to stay natural. Too much pumping and the bass loses its authority. Now, because this lesson is in the DJ Tools world, we need to think like a selector, not just a producer. Build the bass phrase so it can mix in and out cleanly. A solid 16-bar structure is a great place to start. Maybe bars 1 to 4 are stripped back, just sub and a filtered haze. Bars 5 to 8 bring in more drums or ghost notes. Bars 9 to 12 introduce a variation in the bass rhythm. Bars 13 to 16 give you a switch up or turnaround. That could mean automating the haze filter so the intro is darker, and then opening it gradually toward the drop. It could mean dropping the haze out for half a beat before a fill. It could mean holding the root note over the snare to create that roller pressure. Small changes matter a lot here. You do not need a brand new bass line every 8 bars. You need density changes, tonal changes, and rhythmic tension. A useful arrangement trick is to make a mix-in version and a drop version of the same bass. For the mix-in, keep the haze filtered and quieter. For the drop, open it up and let it breathe a little more. Same notes, same core idea, different energy. That's very effective for DJ-friendly structure. Now let's talk about the drums and the break relationship, because this is where a lot of people lose the plot. In drum and bass, the bass does not exist alone. It has to lock with the kick, the snare, and especially the break tail. A lot of masking happens not on the kick transient, but right after it, in the tail and body. So when you're making bass decisions, listen past the first hit. Listen to what's happening after the hit. If you're using a chopped break, leave space where the kick or low tom needs to breathe. If the break is busy, simplify the bass rhythm. If the break drops out, that's when the haze can become a little more expressive. Keep the sub untouched by wide effects. Keep the haze out of the way of the drum groove. You can also use drum bus lightly on the break group if needed, but stay disciplined. Small drive, careful boom, and enough transient shaping to help the break speak without turning it into a fight with the bass. Now for some advanced movement ideas. One very effective move is to automate saturator drive on the haze track. Maybe it sits around 2 dB in the main section, then goes up to 5 dB in a pre-drop or switch-up. That gives you progression without changing the actual notes. You can also automate the cutoff of the haze filter, so the bass opens up gradually into the drop. Another smart move is to resample the haze. Record a few bars of it with mild saturation, then chop the best parts into audio. That can give you a more worn, tape-like texture and also reduce CPU. In fact, resampling is one of the best ways to make the haze feel like it belongs to the track instead of sounding freshly programmed. You can even split the haze into two zones if you want to go deeper. One layer can carry lower harmonics, warmer and more compressed. Another can carry the upper rasp, a little lighter and more animated. That gives you much more control over tone and motion. The sub stays pure, and the haze becomes a more designed character element. Another great detail, note length can change the texture. Short notes make the haze feel more percussive. Longer notes make it smear into something closer to a tape wash. Same MIDI, Different phrase feel, that's a powerful move when you're working in fast genres like DNB, because rhythm and tone are so tightly linked, and always check your bass at low monitoring levels. This is a pro-level habit. If you can still follow the groove when the speakers are quiet, then the harmonic layer is doing its job. If the haze disappears completely, it may be too filtered or too low in level. If it dominates at low volume, but gets messy loud, then it's probably too much mid-range and not enough balance. Now, if you want a quick practice exercise, here's the simplest version.